This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, you're listening to Live and Learn with me, Lim Soo Ann. It was World Refugee Day yesterday on the 20th of June, and as many of us know, Malaysia is not a party to the 1951 United Nations Refugee Convention. That means that refugees are not officially recognised in the country, thus affecting their right to health, to education, to work, and to simply be safe. So today on the show, we want to feature the voices of refugees themselves. And here's my conversation with Mariam, a young Rohingya refugee who came to Malaysia when she was only 5 years old and is now advocating for better education for refugee girls here. Hi, Mariam. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi.
You're a Rohingya refugee from Myanmar, right? Could you share what happened that, you know, led to you leaving your home and coming here to Malaysia?
Yes, sure. At Myanmar, we lost our home and my dad also lost his job. So my family and I were staying in a camp and there was no future for us. So my parents decided to come to Malaysia so we could have a better future. At that time, my age was 5 years old. So I didn't know what to do. So I followed my parents.
How old are you now or how long have you been here in Malaysia?
I am 16 years old. I have been in Malaysia for 10 years.
Did your parents ever share with you, I guess, what happened when they left?
Yes. They say, like I said, it was very difficult there. Hard to find food for us. So that's why she decided to come to Malaysia so we can have education and then we can have food to eat and better future.
You know, you've been here for 10 years. What has it been like during that 10 years? What has been good or bad about your life here?
Like the bad is first we came here, it was like very difficult because we don't know anything. My parents both of them have to work and then must admit us to school. And it was very difficult at first. And then after we know, it become easy.
You know, I know that you're advocating for or you're very passionate about the right to education for refugee girls here in Malaysia, right? Why is that important to you? Why did you decide that you want to advocate for education for refugee girls?
Yes, because like before, I don't know anything about the world. I just thought the only in the world have just Malaysia and I don't know about outside. After I educate, I went to school, I know about the world and then I can even go anywhere and read anything what I want and it gives us knowledge, a lot of knowledge and even knowledge to work at hot sun, can work something easy like my father. I don't have to work like my father. So that's why I decide education is important, not only for boys, girls also.
Were your parents very adamant that you had an education here?
Yes.
But what is it like, you know, from your experience or from what you see, what is it like for other refugee children here in Malaysia? Do they usually have access to education?
Like they think marriage is a solution. Like after they get teenager, they have to get married. Like few of them only value the education. So I want everyone to value the education and not marriage at teenager, wait until become successful and get married.
Do you want to talk a bit more about why getting married isn't the solution for many of you?
Because at teenager, if they get married and they get pregnant in pregnancy, some of the girls died because of teenager age. And then even like they have a dreams to become someone and after marry, they cannot, their dreams won't come true and they have to take care of their children. Then later they will regret. So I don't want them to regret after marry.
Do you find that a lot of refugee children, especially refugee girls here in Malaysia, want an education but cannot access education?
Yet got some and like Some like they follow their parents. They just want to get married. Some like really want to study, but they are forced to marry. So that's why I want to think that thinking.
You know, being a refugee yourself, how challenging has it been to also push for education for fellow refugee girls?
Like, if I say to people, I have to listen to their taunts and the rumors. They are always like to say, they say, you should get married in young age. If not, after 20, you will become old like that. So I just say, never mind. After I become someone, then I will then only think about marriage. So I just want to change that thinking.
And is that thinking from within the refugee community itself or from, you know, other people?
Like, yeah, I think refugees, because their grandmother or parents, they believe that. So they also starting to believe.
Has there anything that I guess has went well when you, you know, speak to other refugee girls about, you know, the importance of education?
Yes, like some of my friend was married, and then I talked about them. They say, yeah, you are very lucky that you can go to school and not get married. So I don't want other girls like in future not to regret about marrying in teenager.
What about people, I guess, when you talk to, say, your relatives, right? For example, do the older generation, are they usually accepting of the fact that, you know, for example, you yourself want an education?
Like, some do and some don't. Like, my parents always support me. They say, you want to study as much as you want, you can. We won't stop you. And then, like, other people, if come to my house, they say, now your time to get married. So my mom don't want to listen to them because they want me to study. So some, like, they agree with me, some don't.
But that's really nice to know that, you know, your parents are on your side as well. So I guess, you know, besides the, I guess, the perceptions that, you know, the refugee community themselves have about education, right? Is how difficult or how easy is it for refugees here in Malaysia to access education?
Like, they get less opportunity to study. Mm-hmm. Like, some cannot go to school because there's no school for them. Like, if they want also cannot. So, and they think if they, after they study also, they won't, they have to still like work at hot sun, cannot get easy job. So that's why they don't want to study.
What would you like to see being improved then so that refugee girls can access education here? What differences would you like to see?
The difference is I want to start with myself. I want to study and become some successful in life, so people will see me and they think if I can do that, even their daughters can do, they will allow them. Maybe with that, their thinking might be changed.
What are your dreams, Mariam? You know, you say you want to be a successful person, but have you, I guess, thought about what more do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't really decided yet, but I have like dreams to work hard and earn money, then help people who are suffering, no home, no shelter to live, no food to eat. I want to help those people because they are also human and they need a normal life like us. So I want to help them.
That's really nice to hear. You know, Mariam, here in Malaysia, there are many Malaysians who are supportive of better protection for refugees in the country, you know, to improve their access to education. But unfortunately, at the same time, we also see many Malaysians who don't like the presence of refugees here. Are there any ideas or perceptions that Malaysians have, especially towards Rohingya refugees, that you'd like to change?
I think, like, you know, we have to show those people who like think Rohingyas cannot do anything, like become, we do something so they will be see us as useful and they will allow us to study or do job.
Why is it important for you then, Mariam, you know, as a refugee yourself and as a young girl as well, to speak up about education for refugees?
Because if I don't speak out for now, and in the they don't value the education in the future also. They won't take serious about education, and they won't send their children to education, like for and then in our future generation there will be less education. So that's why I want to speak up for it.
And would you have a message for our listeners out there about refugees and their education?
If they support refugees to study, like more opportunity to study, more opportunity to work, maybe that will be helpful.
All right. Thank you so much, Mariam.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
That was Mariam, a young Rohingya refugee who has been living here in Malaysia since she was 5 years old. She's now 16 years old, and she shared why she's advocating for better education for refugee girls here in Malaysia. I'm Lim Suen, and this has been Live and Learn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.